Enrollment may begin in Medicare's new prescription drug benefit next Tuesday. This week, Medicare officials finally got a crucial program running on their website. It's supposed to help people pick a drug plan, but a new survey finds that it's going to take a lot more than a fancy computer program to help seniors sign up. NPR's Julie Rovner reports.
It's different in different parts of the country, but generally, Medicare beneficiaries have more than 40 separate choices for prescription drug coverage. Medicare officials hope their new web program will help seniors succeed at sorting through all their drug coverage options. Earlier this week, Medicare's Mary Agnes Loreno demonstrated the program for reporters. She was searching for a plan for a fictitious Iowa widow named Mary Jones, who takes three drugs to treat her diabetes and high blood pressure. At first, the task seemed relatively straightforward.
And you can see here we have the pharmacies that are available in this plan's network in this geographic area. So if she just wants to click on the preferred pharmacies, she uses Walgreens, so she can skim down and see that, yes, Walgreens is a plan, is a pharmacy that's in this plan's network, and they are a preferred pharmacy.
But things quickly got complicated, especially when Loreno started looking for Mrs. Jones' specific medications. The plan that the program said was the cheapest didn't even cover her diabetes drug.
And you can see here with a glucophage, it has the two little asterisks saying this drug is not on the plan's formulary. So even though this was the least expensive plan for her that gives her the most savings, this particular drug was actually not on the plan's formulary, meaning that she would pay the full cost of that drug.
So the best plan for Mary Jones doesn't pay for one of her three daily medications. And that's hardly the only complication. In some cases, the web program has footnote instructions to follow. Dean Beebe of the Medicare Rights Center found one.
It explained that there may be rules such as prior authorization, quantity limits, or step therapy in order to receive my drug. And so it asked me to call the drug plan to find out more about that.
Which didn't turn out to be easy either.
I was on hold for the first 10 minutes, and then I did finally speak with somebody who said to me that it was a very good idea for me to call and ask these questions, but he was unable to give me an answer. He then patched me through to another line. I waited for an additional 30 minutes, but nobody ever came on the line, and I had to hang up.
Still, Medicare head Mark McClellan says the web program is a valuable tool. It can tell any Medicare beneficiary what they'll pay for an individual drug at almost any pharmacy in America.
This is an unprecedented program in terms of the level of detail available about prescription drug costs on your medicines at your local pharmacy. So this is one more way for people to make a confident decision about coverage.
But so far, beneficiaries are anything but confident.
If the choice were made today, a lot of seniors would not be enrolling in a drug benefit.
That's Robert Blendon of the Harvard School of Public Health. He's talking about a new survey of Medicare beneficiaries that found only a fifth definitely plan to sign up for the new coverage, including fewer than a third of those who don't have any drug coverage now. Some said they don't think the new benefit will help them, but many said they're just plain overwhelmed by the number of moving parts involved in choosing a plan. And it's unclear how much the web program will help those people. Less than a quarter of the Medicare beneficiaries in the survey said they've ever even been on the Internet. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.